capitalism, hearing me made the statement, came to say, Brother Kwame Ture, let me tell you something. I believe in God, but I have my doubts. I told her, let me tell you the truth. Anytime you start doubting God, you have stopped believing in God. Where principles are concerned, there is no middle ground. Now, certainly, as students and those who are coming from an oppressed people, you must certainly understand this principle. If your people are oppressed and you are not involved in the struggle to help liberate your people, by your very act of inactivity, you are against your people. There is no middle ground. There is no gray area. Capitalism, of course, will confuse you and let you think that if you're not fighting for the people, you're not against the people because you're not doing bad things for the people. No. If your people are oppressed and you are not involved in the struggle to liberate the people, by your very act of inactivity, you are against the people. So we want to let you know that it is some of these principles that direct our lives. Of course, we only showed you some to show how they can be incarnated and how they must be if one, of course, opts to live the truth. We want to put forth a couple of concepts for you. One is that whenever you make an analysis of any object, you must include all of the parts. If you leave out any part of an object and you make an analysis, you will never come to a correct analysis. Okay. When you make an analysis of an oppressed people, you must always include the oppressor. Anytime you leave out the oppressor, you will blame the oppressed people for the conditions in which they find themselves. Let me give you two quick examples. You know the enemy has pumped a lot of dope into our community. And I hear a lot of ignorance being spread on the radio by people who say things, I don't know what they say, but you know, people are oppressed because they're ignorant, and there really ought to be a crime against spreading ignorance to an oppressed people.